Hey, are peppermint lifesavers a performance-enhancing drug? Because if so, I am juiced. I will tell you right now, flavor this fresh should be illegal. I'm not a huge sports fan. I keep track enough to know who won the Super Bowl and well, who should have won the Super Bowl, but the day-to-day of athletics passes me by. However, the steroid hearings being held now by the Congressional Oversight Committee are anything but common.
Make no mistake. When I told Senator Mitchell that I injected Roger Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs, I told the truth. I injected those drugs into the body of Roger Clemens at his direction.
Wow. That's Brian McNamee, the former personal trainer to superstar pitcher Roger Clemens. So a lawyer had to sit between McNamee and Clemens at the hearing today, reportedly to prevent a fist fight. And that might have been a good idea because things got testy. Here's committee chairman and recent Fair Game guest, by the way, Congressman Henry Waxman, accusing Roger Clemens of influencing important testimony from his former nanny. The crazy person you'll hear in the middle is one of Roger's lawyers.
Well, I don't know if there's anything improper in this, but I do know it sure raises an appearance of impropriety.
Mr. Chairman,
is there anything else you want to add?
In all due respect, this is nothing but innuendo. And your statement is calculated to do nothing but have innuendo against this man. We have cooperated.
Well, I understand you
fully as your own
gentleman. As I indicated, the rules do not allow the lawyers to speak, but I did not cut you off. There's always going to be a question whether you try to influence her testimony. And I gather
Mr. Chairman, I was doing y'all a favor. Again, I'm hurt by those statements that I would get in the way of finding anything that you guys were looking for. I'm hurt by that statement.
I know we're supposed to be glad that the writers are back to work, but nobody could script that stuff. That is awesome. Here with more on the steroid hearings is Brian Donovan.
It's juicy
compelling
stuff. Yeah, Law and Order could use a little
juicy
dose of that.
Nice little pun there.
Oh, I didn't even intend to. That's how good I am. The stuff is really getting good, Faith, sound-wise. But there's actually been really interesting things happening for the last week or so on these hearings.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a sports nut. I haven't followed that. What's going on?
Okay. Well, when Clemens first testified last week, his lawyers thought it would be a good idea for him to take a stroll around the Hill and talk to various members of this committee.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
How? What did he say?
He would show up at their offices, and he would, I'm sure, begin discussing the steroid scandal, but
would
then
he bring them human growth hormone muffins,
just a little taster. but then he would go on, I'm sure, to talk about, you know, the World Series and winning a Cy Young. You know,
how could that possibly be appropriate?
Well, that's a fair question. It may not be. It may be. Apparently, it's very common for this to happen. People who are testifying on the Hill will often visit specific committee members to sort of flesh out their perspective and their testimony. Valerie Plame did it when she was there. The CEO of Blackwater Eric Prince, he did it as well.
That seems like some kind of greasing the palm before you testify.
Yes, I don't think they hand out cash.
No,
but the notion, it's similar. And it actually, it went further with Clemens because he didn't just talk about the issues. He also took photos with staff members, like arm in arm, and he may have signed autographs as well.
That's crazy. People were laughing it up with a celebrity who was very possibly lying to Congress's face.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
nothing says objectivity like, could you sign it to Marsha from The Rocket Man?
XOXO.
But I won't be biased.
Yeah, well, I talked to Pennsylvania Congressman Paul Kanjorski. He's a senior member of this committee, the Oversight Committee, about this situation. If I like, send you over like a baseball, do you think you could get Roger to sign it for me?
Wow. Yeah, what do they sell for, an autograph? Baseball, I guess.
Well, if he gets convicted, it'll probably go way up, you know.
Really?
If it's perjury, sure. Throw him in jail, that's got to be $150, right?
$150. Damn, imagine if you had a gross, what would that be?
You could pass that on to the good people of Pennsylvania.
That's right. We could start a foundation.
No, a foundation, that's a great idea. Or a memorabilia-funded stimulus package.
That would work out.
With a gross of baseballs.
Unfortunately, though, the gross of baseballs may have been illegal. It's against federal law to solicit any item of value from citizens whose interests are in front of a congressional committee.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's also against – there's a House ban against accepting any gift over $50, which an autographed baseball certainly would have been.
Right.
So it doesn't just look bad. It actually – is bad.
Wow, excellent. It's been a great week for everybody. But here's my question. Why are performance-enhancing drugs even being discussed by the Congressional Oversight Committee? They're not the Baseball Oversight Committee.
No. Representative Kanjorski?
That's a great question. I've been asking myself that for more than a year, to tell you the truth. I think this is actually starting to drift off into never-never land in terms of using a congressional hearing to validate private reports hired and paid for by professional baseball.
And Faith, let me just leave you with this, lest you have any lingering concerns about the objectivity of our fine oversight committee.
Uh-huh.
Let the words from Democratic House member Eleanor Holmes Norton comfort you.
Mr. Clemens, all I can say is I'm sure you're going to heaven.
What?
She's sure that he's going to heaven.
Was she being sarcastic?
No, full serious.
Oy. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah.